The Buck Sexton Show.
I love dogs, and it is an ironclad rule, and I can't claim to be the one who came up with it, but you really can't trust anyone who hates dogs. It's just a good rule for life. It just is. You know, if someone doesn't like dogs, I'm not saying be mean to them, but just I don't think you can trust them. So there's that. But there's another rule, and that is that I think that you are responsible for you must be a responsible neighbor. You cannot keep people up in the middle of the night. You can't wake them for no reason. You can't just decide that you're going to throw crazy parties until 4 a.m. and not give anyone notice and not, you know, be disrespectful in that way. And in Oregon, there is a case. This was the New York Daily News, where a man was ordered to debark his Tibetan Mastiffs, which immediately I'm thinking, oh, gosh, you're going to do a surgery on dogs? That's terrible. You can't do that. Now, I had a discussion with a friend on this issue, and the point was made, well, we do, you know, for other reasons, they do some very serious, you know, they neuter animals. I'm like, well, but there are medical reasons, and you don't want overpopulation. But, you know, somebody went there with me, and I was like, but to debark a dog. But then I look into the piece some more. And for over a decade, these dogs were waking up their neighbors in the middle of the night. Now, I know many of you are saying, oh, come on, how big a deal is that? I don't know how many of you have had the experience of being woken up when you have work and you're stressed. And I mean really awake, like wide awake from loud dog barking. Now, I've always pretty much, except when I was in college or deployed abroad in war zones, lived in urban environments where you're very close in together. I lived in a place in D.C. and I had no money to move. I couldn't leave. I was locked into a lease. They wouldn't let me out of the lease. And there were two large dogs directly across the hallway, and they would start roof, 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 at 2 a.m., at 4 a.m. And, you know, I'm trying to get going at the CIA. I'm trying to get, you know, I was going in totally bloodshot. They'd just wake me up, and they would do it for 2 or 3 hours. I mean, they would just bark and bark and bark. And turned out that the woman who owned the apartment next door was worked for the management company that owned the building, and they weren't going to do anything about it. I had the cops come. The cops had come in. They said, there's nothing we can do. You can call animal control. And I'm like, well, I don't want the dog. It's not the dog's fault. The owner needs to be. She would leave them, and it would smell. She would leave them for 4 or 5 days at a time in her apartment. Okay. So the dogs are being mistreated, and I talked to other people in the building, and what do we do about all this? And what you realize is that a bad neighbor can really terrorize your whole life. You can all of a sudden you can't get sleep. You can't do anything. So I have sympathy as somebody who had to deal with this, who loves dogs. I have sympathy for the neighbor position of, you know, you can't wake me up in the middle of the night with super loud barking dogs for 10 years. But as a complete dog lover, you can't blame the dogs. The owners are responsible. So here's what I saw on this. The neighbors won a $238,000 damage settlement. Yeah, 238 G's, my friends. That I can live with. 10 years of waking somebody up in the middle of the night, you won't deal with it. 238 G's, that's on the owners. But the court ordering the dogs to have a surgery that makes it essentially impossible for them to bark, you can't blame the dogs. That's not right. I can't get with that. And, you know, I love all dogs. Tibetan Mastiffs are kind of a funky looking breed. I'm not particularly familiar with them, but you can't blame the dogs. You know, it really. So I just saw this and it sort of brought together two different sides of me. So I think if I were the king here, which is a nice thought, right? If Buck were the king, everybody would be happier. It'd be like this awesome place where taxes are low and you get to watch lots of good movies and hang out and eat gluten-free grub. But if I were in charge here, the owners got to pay a big fine and assist if need be to have the neighbors or they must relocate. But I don't think you can dole out a punishment like this for it. The dogs aren't a threat to anyone. It's not like they're attacking people. So this was a court in Oregon via the Daily News that I just thought it was kind of an interesting case. Because, man, when you're woken up at 2 a.m., I literally had a police officer, Metro D.C., like, I'm so sorry, bro. This is terrible. I wish I could do something, but I can't enter their apartment just because dogs are barking.